Welcome to He Changed the World from Forest Baptist Church, a series of talks about Jesus Christ from Mark's Gospel, recorded by me, David Last. Talk number 26. No, little dog. Mark chapter 7, verses 24 through to 30. Are you easily offended? You know, in life we meet others who disagree with us. How do you react? Do you ignore them? Do you engage with them? Discuss how you differ and see if you can change their mind? Maybe you have a very open mind. You're willing to change your own thinking as you talk. Or do you just get easily offended? How dare they say that? How dare they even think that? In Mark 8, a Greek woman who meets Jesus could easily react that way. Emotionally, she's in a difficult place. Her daughter is acutely troubled, and she's desperate for a solution. Rumours have passed around that there's a Jewish teacher called Jesus who can help, who has insight and power like no one else. In fact, quite a few people from her area have travelled down into neighbouring Galilee already to meet him. But she couldn't. However, as luck would apparently have it, he has just turned up nearby. Now, no great fuss is made about his arrival. In fact, it seems that Jesus is keeping his trip over the border hushed up. But once she finds out, she goes to plead for his help. And surely he will. Yes? No, says Jesus. I won't. How do you react to that? Do you approve? You know, Jesus knows his own mind. He answers plainly. Maybe you can't stand people who promise to help when, in fact, you know it won't happen. They can't, or won't, or are just unreliable. So when they say yes, they probably mean no. Well, at least Jesus isn't like that. He says it straight, no. Maybe you find that appealing. Or maybe you don't. You think the people who speak like Jesus here are simply ungenerous, unkind, unloving. He should be reassuring this woman. However, I've not given you the complete picture. You see, Jesus' reply is stronger than just no. He uses a figure of speech and says to her that he can't take the children's bread and give it to the little dog which hangs around under the table. What does he mean? He's a Jew. She's a non-Jew. Jesus says that right now, his task is to be a king sent by God to the Jews. He has to stay on that until God expands the plan. To do otherwise, to help other nationalities right now, well, that would be to fail in his first duty. It's a matter of priorities. So it has to be, sorry, little dog, I can't help you. Now, if you're a brusque sort of person, Jesus may make you smile with this. That's telling the hassling woman to go away. Jesus isn't working. He's taking a break. If you're a closed, selfish sort of person, Jesus may make you smile. That's telling the foreigner to know her place. But you could actually be thinking that there's an unkind brutality to Jesus' response, possibly with a sharp edge of jingoism or racism. You might be feeling offended by him, or at least offended by him on her behalf. But you should be careful about feeling offended for others who don't feel it themselves. This woman is a humble soul. She's not looking to judge Jesus. And she's not going to get upset with him for speaking his mind and say, how dare you? But neither is she going to walk away. Her belief in his kindness and mercy is strong. So she appeals to his compassion. Turning his words back to him, she says, even the dogs get to lick up the crumbs which the children drop. And Jesus responds positively. You see, he really hadn't been treating her with cruelty or ethnic arrogance. He just meant what he said. It was a case of priorities which God had set for him. He wasn't free to break them casually. But her point is well made. So she can now return home happily because her daughter has been made well. What do you think? Would you have responded the way the woman did? It's hard to be humble like this, isn't it? Yet look at what her humility won for her. A happy family again. How many times have we spoiled a situation, broken a relationship, created misery because we were too proud? Too quick to react with offence and anger. Too unwilling to listen to what the other person meant. Too arrogant. Believing that we knew the truth instead of entering into a dialogue with them. If we would only show more humility, we might find blessings that we otherwise miss. And certainly that's true with God. Some of his words in the Bible wind us up when he's condemning our behaviour. But if instead of jumping to our defence, we'd actually listened and prayed it through with God, we'd find compassion and love, as this woman did. You see, the barrier in the end between us and God isn't his hard words, but our proud hearts. Thank you for watching. The passage is now going to appear on screen, so have a listen to that and then give yourself time to ponder it. And I hope you'll also return for the next talk.
Mark chapter 7, verse 24 to 30. Jesus left that place and went to the vicinity of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know it, yet he could not keep his presence secret. In fact, as soon as she heard about him, a woman, whose little daughter was possessed by an evil spirit, came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, born in Syrian Phoenicia. She begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter. "First, let the children eat all they want," he told her, "for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs." "Yes, Lord," she replied, "but even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he told her, "For such a reply, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." She went home and found her child lying on the bed and the demon gone.